coming up in our headlines. Government unveils palm oil policy to cut $2 billion import bill. Also, this bulletin, pension fund managers reduce significantly investments in government securities and bonds, a move that could come with some challenges for the economy. Plus, Deloitte Ghana cautions government against a fast return to capital market. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay on. Thanks very much for your time. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Ghana produces 50,000 metric tons of palm oil annually against a demand of 250,000 metric tons, costing $2 billion in imports. Government plans a new industry policy with incentives, seedlings, and import controls. Critics fear it may falter without stronger infrastructure and market safeguards. More in this report.
Figures from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture's 2025 report showed that the country produces only 50,000 metric tons of palm oil annually, yet consumes about five times that amount, about 250,000 metric tons. The shortfall is plagued by import, contributing to a food import bill estimated at $2 billion each year. To address this imbalance, government says it will introduce a national palm oil industry policy aimed at reviving local production and developing the entire value chain. The plan includes the provision of 1.5 million oil palm seedlings to farmers. Officials argue that these measures will strengthen the sector, boost rural employment, and cut the import bill. But recent trends raise doubts about whether the industry can rebound under the current framework. The Oil Palm Development Association reported that Ghana's palm oil export plunged by more than 50% in 2024, blaming weak government support and the influx of low-cost imports. Farmers and processors warn that unless structural challenges are tackled head-on, new seedlings and incentives may do little to lift production to competitive levels.
A Business Desk report. Pension fund managers are reducing their investments significantly in government securities and bonds. The revelation was captured in the latest financial stability report covering the sector. George Yaffe tells us more.
In 2023, total pension assets investment in Government of Ghana securities and bonds was more than 80%. This should mean that out of the 61 billion Ghana cedis total pension funds, more than that percentage was invested in government securities in 2023. However, this has reduced significantly to a little over 72% in 2024. The financial stability report again showed that investment in other state-linked assets like local government and statutory agencies had also dropped from almost 3% to under a percent. It is not clear for now what might have influenced the decision, whether the declining interest rates on the treasury bills market could be a factor, or some of them are reacting to the recent negative impact of the debt exchange program on pension funds. Over the years has been a great resource for government when it comes to raising funds on the treasury and bond market to finance its operations. Therefore, one is not sure how this could affect government finances in the coming months.
George Yaffe with that report. Now, Petros Pensions Trust has announced strong financial postings for the 2024 year in review. The size of Petros Tier 2 pension scheme grew by 37% to 3.2 billion cedis, while the Tier 3 scheme grew to 2.2 billion cedis, representing a 41% increase. Both tiers also recorded a net return on investment of over 22%, making it one of the highest earners in 2024. Addressing the media after the company's annual general meeting, Head of Portfolio Management and Operations at Petra Pensions Trust, Yvonne Buliga, said the company will deepen its diversification strategies to ensure continuous growth in returns for patrons.
Good question. Yes, we are. When it comes to investment thesis surrounding euro bonds, it's not only about the yield that we see at each point in time, but it's about the long-term diversification play for us. When it comes to introducing currencies into the scheme portfolios, Eurobond is one of the few instruments that we can actually get access, or we can actually invest in to get that diversification in terms of currency play in the portfolio. So for us, it's a long-term play. So we are currently invested in Eurobonds in the schemes.
Yvonne Buliga is the head of portfolio management and operations at Petra Pensions Trust. To one of our lead stories, Deloitte Ghana has cautioned government against its plan to return to the capital market due to improved macroeconomic environment and the resultant upgrades of the international credit rating agencies. More in this report.
According to the professional services firm, the government must take recycling lessons from historical mistakes to avoid a repeat of the debt hangover experienced over the last 3 years. Deloitte Ghana gave the caution following the 2025 media review budget. It added that reliance on foreign debt must be moderated, with inflows strictly channeled into strategic capital investment that can adequately support repayment of such loans. As of the end of June 2025, Ghana's total public debt had reduced by 113.7 billion Ghana cedis, representing 15.6% reduction from 726.7 billion Ghana cedis as at the end of December 2024 to 613 billion Ghana cedis in June 2025. This was mainly on the account of the appreciation of the Ghana cedi.
Now, the executive director of the Springboard Roadshow Foundation, Comfort Okran, has reaffirmed the group's commitment to nurturing young business leaders. Speaking at the 2025 Teenpreneurship launch in Accra, she added that the annual camp trains teens in entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and career development to equip them for the future.
Once young people are given the opportunity without any barriers, with the idea that everything is possible once you can go through the processes, you are given the opportunity to dream, and without any barriers, they can dream and make it happen. It's really aligned with the national strategy on entrepreneurship as well as youth empowerment, because the idea to see, the idea to hope, the idea to ideate, and based on those ideas, going through the systematic process of carrying it out, it helps the young people start thinking about even owning their own businesses.
Executive Director of the Springboard Roadshow Foundation, Comfort Okran. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ministry of Energy has assured adequate measures have been put in place with stakeholders in the power sector to avoid load shedding. This follows the planned shutdown of the Atuabo Gas Processing Plant for maintenance works. Richmond Roxon is the Public Relations Officer of the Ministry.
But we haven't been shedding load in a long time. At the time the government took over, we're shedding load of 700 megawatts. That's the data from GRIDCO for December 2024. That has not been the case. Yes, we are shedding zero load as of today. No load shedding has been just way for months. So we expect everybody's power to be on at all times, especially to have stable supply of electricity. So immediately your light goes off, just call ECG's customer service. They will come and check the fault, whatever it is, they will address it, and then get your power restored.
Richmond Roxon speaks for the Ministry of Energy and Green Transition. Next is Manilab.
Hello, my name is Shelter, and you're welcome to Manilab. Today, I'd like to share with you some valuable insights on insurance. Did you know that insurance could provide you with financial protection and freedom against unforeseen circumstances? Let's take the Katamanto fire incident, for example. While most people lost their shops and goods, people with insurance were reimbursed, indemnified, and made whole. That is why I always entreat every individual to insure right. Remember, insurance is not just a financial necessity. It is a smart decision. Until next time, always insure right. See you.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Grateful serving you. I am Pius Kojubaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.